Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned to
Disorderly Conduct
with your host, Vincent the Bay.
Vincent the Bay.
Hi there, honey. I'm number one.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
Shouts out to everybody hanging out in the chit-chat room, the early chit-chatters. I love you, and we'll make love to you for throughout the night. It's Friday night, Free Ball Friday, if you will. Friday, June 17th, 2011. If you want to join me, the number 347-826-7667, of course. There's plenty to talk about. Or is there? I don't know. You decide. I already have a couple of callers lined up in the queue. Looks like Dalton and Melissa Hopkins are already hanging out, ready to roll here. So I'll get to them in just a second. Also, if you want to join me, don't be shy. That's right, no underpants allowed. Thank you, Ananagro, and no thieves allowed. Ananagro, do I remember you? That's a good question. I can't say that I do remember you. No. Vaguely ringing a bell. It's Vince in the Bay. Join me now, won't you? 347-826-7667. I'll chop it up about anything and everything. And a good friend of the show has been holding on the line since before the show started, it looks like. So without any further ado, I'm going to bring on Dalton. What's up, Dalton?
Good evening, or good morning from my end, but how are you doing?
Doing great, bro. I'm just hanging loose. I had a nice, productive and yet relaxing day, relaxing day. I got a bunch of work done this morning, worked really early today, and got off early in the afternoon, enjoyed a fantabulous day here in San Francisco. It was clear skies, sunny, a nice slight little breeze just to keep things cool, but it was hot. It was, I got to guess it was maybe 70 today, which for San Francisco is sweltering, seriously.
Well, I've been doing pretty good. I'm volunteering at a little thing that we have going on over here for people with MD or muscular dystrophy, along with other kids who are special needs.
That's great, man. I love that. Yeah, you mentioned that last night, I believe, and that's great. Yeah, you had to go to bed early last night because you had to wake up to do it today. Do you have to do it again tomorrow, or are you going to do it again tomorrow?
I think it was the night before last, because I do it Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Probably I'll start Monday next week. I don't know yet.
Right on.
I'm off for the weekend, so to speak.
Fantastic.
And this Sunday, for those of you who are in the southern Alabama area listening, as you know, this weekend is the Hot Air Balloon Festival down here in South Alabama. This Sunday, I will be there with a blacksmithing demonstration. You can't miss us. We're right near the big tractors.
All right, I'll keep an eye out if I'm there. I don't think I'll be able to make it, but if by some stroke of genius I do, I will keep an eye out. Right on, bro. So, I'm sorry. Go ahead. What were you going to say?
I didn't get to talk to Kishi long, but I heard her say hello, and she said that was really nice earlier when she was on Debbie's show for about 2 seconds.
She was on Debbie's show today?
For a little bit.
What did they talk about?
They talked about a lot of things. She did the password game that she usually does. And then they were just talking about a lot of other stuff.
Okay. Fair enough. So, Dalton, you want to hang out for a little bit? We got some callers lining up here that want to come on the air. Do you want to hang out with me and take calls?
Sure, I will, if you can keep my line open.
Yeah, you're open.
Okay.
All right, let's go to the phone lines and Melissa Hopkins. What's up, Melissa Hopkins?
Hey, baby. Are you a friend of Debbie Daly or not?
Such a loaded question.
Yep.
I don't know. It depends on what day of the week it is, I guess. It's kind of one of those things where you just have to, like, lick your finger and stick it in the air. I'm feeling tonight, I'm feeling like I'm not friends with her. That's kind
why
of the vibe
that?
I'm getting. I think the one thing that's giving me that idea, I have no proof other than the fact that, I don't know, about 20, 30 minutes ago, I tried to sign on and listen to her show, and I logged into the chat, and I didn't even, like, say anything in the chat. I just opened the show, and the chat room opened, and within seconds, I was booted.
Yeah, she says you're
no rhyme or reason. So I was like,
hey,
I guess I'm back on the shit list.
She says you're two-faced to her and two-faced to me. Why would that? Why would she say that?
I have no idea. You'll have to ask her.
She asked me to come on her show tonight. After
I hear somebody else. Somebody else. Wait, is that you, Dalton?
That's.
No, that's not. That's on Melissa's line. Melissa, is there somebody else on the line with you breathing?
No, it's so funny. It's not breathing. It's frogs breathing. I'm outside, and we had this enormous rainstorm. And every time we have an enormous rainstorm, the frogs breathe like crazy. So, and we have tree frogs, which is really interesting. So, yeah, you can hear them pretty loudly. I'm sorry about that. There's nothing I can do about it. I can't go inside. Go ahead.
I said it's just nature's call.
It is nature's
literally,
call.
Literally, Dalton. Dalton is the man. I bow down to Dalton.
Do you know that the health of the environment really does start with the frogs? I mean, if frogs are healthy and if they are multiplying and breeding well, that means that the environment is clean and well. So
what was that movie? What was that movie where what was that movie where the it was a Paul Thomas Anderson film where the climax of the film is a scene where suddenly it just starts raining frogs. Like frogs just start falling from the sky. You know what I'm talking about? Which film?
No, I don't know.
He did it. It was a couple films after he did Boogie Nights.
No.
I'll look it up. Great scene, though. It was somebody in the chat room helped me out. Come on, there has to be some film buffs in the audience.
Well,
Magnolia.
Thank you.
Fat Red Dragon, Magnolia. Thank you.
Oh, I have to see it. But it really is true.
You haven't seen Magnolia with where Tom Cruise plays essentially like a televangelist, which is funny because he's a Scientologist.
Well, that fits him well, but no, I didn't see it. But it is very true. If frogs are well, things are going right, and that really means about the watershed. And you know, you are on the largest watershed on the San Francisco Bay. I'm on the second largest watershed, which goes to the Chesapeake Bay. And you know, when I first moved here, I had three-legged frogs and frogs with tumors on them, and you know, it was bad.
Speaking of frogs, I don't know if have you ever seen the show America's Funniest Home Videos, Melissa?
Oh, I love that show. I am such a sucker for that show.
Did you see the Froggy Bottom Blues video?
I didn't see that one, no. I usually see the cat and the dog videos.
I think you can look it up on YouTube. Just punch that in as a keyword. It's funny. It actually won like $10,000. It's a little girl who's in, they were from Texas, and she's sitting there pulling frogs out of her diaper. And I'm like,
no way.
And her mom, yes, and her mom's like, "What in the world are you doing all those frogs?"
I can believe it actually because we have so many frogs here. It's so funny; they're everywhere.
I'm sorry, Vince. I just was thinking about that one.
Have you seen Dalton? Have you seen the cat that plays the piano?
Yeah.
Is that not funny?
How about the one where they're doing the not so flying carpet where the girl falls off, sort of.
I haven't seen that one. But Vince, you can't be bored about this. It is hysterical. You've got to look this up. This cat plays the freaking piano. There are two pianos.
I saw a great cat video earlier today. Somebody sent me a spoof on the Nyan cat, but it was a Mexican cat, and instead of a Pop Tart, it was a taco. It was pretty cool.
Wait, Melissa, are you talking about the cat that they have on that commercial, or was it off of?
Oh, hey, wait a second. Hey, shut up, guys. Just for a second. Give me a second here. It's my show.
Okay.
The news lady is in the chat room. I just noticed that At Home with Victoria, that's an old friend of the show, the news lady. Shouts out to her. She's a lovely, lovely lady.
Can I talk to the news lady? Because I'd like to talk about
news. No, shut up.
News.
If anybody's going to talk to news lady, it's going to be me. She's my news lady.
She's yours.
She's based in the D.C. area, though. You might have seen her on the news. I think she's on a Fox affiliate.
Okay, that's why I want to talk to her.
She might be on a Fox affiliate in Baltimore, I want to say, but maybe not.
Ask
I don't know.
Ask her if she knows Bill Salmon.
Say that again?
Ask her if she knows Bill Salmon.
I think you just did. We'll get a confirmation from her. You should call in, Victoria. It's been a long time.
So, Vince, I'm back to this shit. I'm sorry to do this, but, you know, I was told that you guys were completely making fun of me after I hung up last night. Is that true?
Nothing could be further from the truth. These are just people. They're just trying to spread lies. This is how these people work, these sick sociopaths, these trolls, if you will.
I don't like the people on Debbie's show. I like Debbie a lot.
Dude, I like Debbie, and it seems every time I try to like her, she pushes me away. And every time I try to push her away, she sort of comes after me. So I don't know.
It's the same thing.
It's a tug-and-pull thing that is not the kind of tug-and-pull thing that I'm looking for.
But
know?
She's really trying to get me to hate you, and I don't understand that.
To hit me or hurt me?
To get me to hurt you. How's that?
How are you going to hurt me?
I don't know. She says that you're just playing me for a fool, and that all you do is make fun of me when I'm off the air, and... Is that true?
I make fun of you when you're on the air. What are you kidding me?
Well, that I can take. I'm fine with that.
Trust me, anything I say about you off the air is going to pale in comparison to what I say when you're on the air.
Okay, I can take that.
Melissa, I don't know you personally. I don't really know what you look like, but just judging by your voice, I believe you're a very nice person.
Dalton is a true intuitive, by the way, a real one.
I've heard Dalton
a lot. I have personal experience.
Yeah, I've heard Dalton a lot on Debbie's show and on your show. And I think he comes with absolute sincerity and with a very genuine quality. And, you know, I like people like that.
I do.
I'm just not the one to go with the flow on angry, evil people. I can go with the dirty joke. I can go with the bad joke. You know, I can do that.
You're just not the one to hate people.
Yeah, but when it's so hateful on Debbie's show. It's just so hateful. What they say to me. And I don't know where it comes from.
You should have heard the first time that I was on Debbie's show. They were dogging me.
They were too? What were they saying?
like he's retarded and he's this.
Okay, Wild Goose, are you there?
Yeah, Roger
hey,
that.
Check out, bro. Check it out, bro. The little trick I did last night with the green room.
You just had, oh yeah, them talking.
In effect, in the green room. In effect.
Yeah, man. Like I said, we got some new material with Ogs, so I'll be having some fun with that tomorrow.
Okay. Yeah. Hey, you should. Yeah, definitely, man. Definitely cut that shit up and send it to me.
Absolutely.
I'd love to hear. You know, I would. I'd love to know what happened on the Debbie Daly show. I tried to cruise over there, and I got kicked out of the chat room immediately before I could even, like, you know, say hello in the chat.
It didn't work out exactly how I had planned. Steve caught on, and he knew we were just trying to get new material, but he did actually sing a few lines of Never Gonna Give You Up. So I can actually mesh that together with me and make it seem like he was singing with me. But, you know, we can make it sound good, you know. I just want the quality to sound all right. That was my main thing. But he was all like, oh, well, Rick Astley's gay. This song sucks. I'm like, you're missing the fucking point. But he could have sounded, you know, he could have actually improved his image by just coming on and just rolling with it. But, nah, we got new material anyways. I don't know what I'm going to use in particular, but, you know, it's new audio. He was on for a good hour before I left. You know, he's probably still on right now. I had to take off out of the archive. I can't stand listening to a show if I'm not able to get in the chat room.
Right.
It's just boring. But, yeah, he wanted to sing some Rush songs, so maybe next time I'll brush
up. Oh, my God. Oh my God! Are you telling me that right now in the archive, Steve Ogle could be potentially singing, say, oh I don't know, Tom Sawyer?
Well, here's the thing: like we ended the karaoke about an hour ago because me and Deb were doing karaoke, and then he came on and we tried to get him to sing and he won it. I doubt he's doing Rush, but I will listen to the last hour of her show and make sure that there's not any gold in there. I think it's unlikely, but I'm not going to rule it out. But next time around, I will definitely get him to do some Rush. That would be classic.
Oh,
that
my God.
So, yeah.
That would be epic.
But he is down to do that, apparently. But he actually came on and he addressed SAC. I think that was a significant portion of the broadcast tonight. This was the first time he came out on air and he actually he acknowledged the existence of SAC. At first, he was like, oh, well, you know, I don't really have anything to say about it. But then he said, oh, yeah, I'm a big fan. I like what you do, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, all right, cool, whatever.
Yeah, how can you deny the work of the SAC?
Yeah, we do great works. And, you know, if for him to say, I don't have anything to say about it, it's kind of, he's not being very gracious.
Right.
So, but yeah,
right on, cool, man. Thanks, bro. I appreciate you checking it. I got more calls to get to, but hang on, bro. Oh yeah, and by the way, Melissa and Dalton still doing fine in the green room. Still in there. Still have no clue that they are not on the broadcast. And I'm going to bring somebody on now that is on the broadcast, and that's Keishu. Hey, Keishu.
Hi, Vince in the Bay.
Hey, baby.
I'm. What are you doing?
Oh, just a little radio show, internet radio show. What
awesome.
Are you doing?
I am drinking with a friend, and I told you about it earlier. Anyways, I have to say, Dick Burns, if you're listening, can you please call me? I need to talk to you definitely and tell you what's going on because I'm not coming back over tonight. So I know your phone shut off, so call me back. Anyways. But yeah, Vince, how are you? How's the show going? I missed the first 20 minutes. I'm pretty much wasted. Not really. I'm a little buzzed. But I'm here with my wonderful friend, Mike. And we're chilling and drinking. And I just ate this hot dog that was like really weird. It was like onions
Hang on a second. Hang on
a
second.
It was weird. It's supposed to be bacon, but there was no bacon. What?
It's on. Hello? Hello?
Yes, it's on. It's on.
Did you say you went down on his hot dog?
No, I ate a hot dog. It was like almost a Sonoran dog, but it wasn't.
Okay, just checking.
What kind of hideous music is playing in the background there?
I don't know. We're like on 4th Avenue and there's just like all this madness going on.
Right on. Are there any chicks with big tits walking around?
There's a lot of chicks.
Get one of them on the horn. Get somebody on the horn that's fucked up. Get somebody that's really wasted on the phone.
Preferably
a chick with big tits wasted, and then refer to her as well.
Oh my God! It's Vince the Bay.
Much. That's
And you'll be proud of me. We walked like all the way down here. It was like maybe a quarter of a mile. But I'm so proud of myself. I walked. So you should be proud as well.
Right, baby. That's all you have to do.
Yeah.
I lost 45 pounds in the last 3 months just by walking in beauty class.
I know. It's awesome. I'm very proud of you.
No running. No workout. No gym membership. Nothing.
That's San Francisco. That's life in the Bay.
Hey,
can you hear it? Yeah. Mike's called in, but he's not talking. He's just listening.
Mike is called in, or he wants to call in?
He's called in. He's listening, but he doesn't want to talk.
Is he the, by any chance, is he the 732 area code?
Is that you?
Yeah.
There you go. All right, dude. If you do want to chime in, bro, you just press number one, and then we'll be able to hear you.
I can kind of hear myself on sound.
Yeah, I was gonna say, you can hear yourself talking to me, so it's cool. So we're about to go to this bar called Flush and get some drinks.
Nice.
And good times. Good times on 4th Avenue in Tucson. That's a big ass. That's life in Tucson.
Yeah, that's life in Tucson, baby.
The Mexican Jersey Shore.
Nice.
That's life in the desert. That's life in the desert.
That's life in the desert. We just had apparently the Mexican version of Jersey Shore step out of a cab. Mike is from Philly, so he's an East Coaster. He's Jewish too, so him and the Jew. We have this character that calls in called the Jew. He's taking a break from Blog Talk Radio, but he goes by the Jew, and he's from Philly as well. Good times.
Cool. Good to hear from you, Kishu. So you'll check back in with us later, or are you just gonna go get sloppy drunk and forget about it?
We're gonna go get a drink, and then I'll call back in.
All right. Yeah, you're not drunk enough yet, so you guys go get fucked up and call back in like an hour.
Okay, sounds like a plan.
All right.
I love you, Vince in the Bay.
All right, I love you, Kishu, in the desert.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Kishu in the desert with her friend Mike. I don't know. Suspect. Anyway, I have another caller here on area code 715. Wait, is that still Mike? That might still be Mike. I don't know. I thought Mike was a different area code, but 715, I see you. If you want to come back onto the board here, you're welcome to. Now, Melissa Hopkins and Dalton are still in the green room. I shit you not. They are still in the green room. They haven't figured out they're not on the show. Okay? So what I'm going to do right now is just very quickly and slyly bring them both back on. Now, this is a very tricky part of the process. You can't show your hand as a host if you employ this trick very easily. If you don't, be very careful when you bring back these people in, because you have to bring back one at a time. You can make it quick, but in order to make it seamless to both of them, you've got to pick one or the other. And it's kind of like rolling the dice. Who do you think would be talking right now? Because if you unmute the person who's talking, it doesn't matter. I'm just going to unmute them both. Let's see what's going on. Here we go.
is fabulous. If you've never been here, you're just in awe of the monuments, the memorials, the museums.
By the way, Melissa Hopkins, not to interrupt,
yes.
But I mentioned earlier that the news lady, Victoria.
Is she here?
Yeah, she's in the chat room. She's not on the line. She's in the chat room, though. But she is from, she says she worked out of the Baltimore area. She worked on WMAR on the ABC affiliate. She also did morning news.
Ask her if she knows
D.C., shut up. In D.C., she worked for Fox. She worked for Fox in D.C.
How long ago?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Well, ask her if she knows two names. Mike Marr, radio host in Baltimore, or Bill Salmon in Fox News in Washington.
Oh, okay.
Where did you go, Vince?
What's that? Where did I go? I just like to let you guys take over. You know, people were in the private chat. People were telling me that they kind of that they were really digging your conversation, and they're like,
yeah, really? They weren't hating it, like Debbie told me.
No, I just let them go. See, for some reason they like you in this format here. I think you guys play a lot better to the crowd here. It's a slightly different crowd here. We're a little bit more open-minded. We're a little more classy crowd here. We're a little more highbrow.
I can have a sense of humor. Good girl.
Yeah, I know. You've been great, Melissa. In fact, people in the chat have been messaging me privately saying, just let Melissa and Dalton just they have just such great chemistry. You should just let those guys just go with it. Just continue, just let it go. And I did. And now they're saying, like, you know, shut up, Vince. So I'll tell you what, Melissa, I'm going to take instead of playing music, because people always get pissed off at me. They're just like, this is blog talk radio, not blog song radio. That's what somebody said to me. So I'm trying to play less music, and then people complain, well, why don't you talk on your show, Vince? Where's Vince? How come Vince isn't talking? Well, it's like, well, I can either take a little break by letting other people talk, or I can take a break by playing music. And I think it's since it's blog talk.
I can definitely talk to Dalton.
Blog talk radio. I tend to just let people talk, even if they're boring as hell, like Melissa Hopkins. It don't matter.
Yeah, Melissa, I'm boring as hell.
But Melissa, wait, go ahead.
I am laughing.
Yeah.
I have a question, Vince.
Yeah.
If you send a private chat to somebody, does everyone else see it, or just the person you're sending it to?
Everybody has the potential to see it. Nothing's private on the internet. LulzSec has proved that.
Bill Wagner's in the room.
No, nothing is sacred on the internet. Nothing is safe. LulzSec, all these hackers that are hacking Sony and the CIA and the Senate and
Pentagon.
The Pentagon, Nintendo, PBS,
Xbox.
These guys ain't playing. They ain't playing. Homies ain't playing around. All right. Like nothing.
I get it.
They're proving to everybody that nothing is secure on the internet. So your private messages are not private. Okay. I hate to. And here on BTR, that's the worst kept secret on BTR. The worst kept secret.
No, the thing that I've been in PR for almost 30 years. Never write or say anything that you don't want on the front page of the Washington Post or the New York Times.
Oh, yeah, and Wienergate is proving this to everybody. If you didn't know it already, Wienergate was like a lesson to everybody.
Absolutely. And he handled that so wrong. I mean,
yeah.
He spent nine hours talking one-on-one with every chief congressional correspondent of a major media outlet, one-on-one for 9 hours, defending his lies. I mean, how stupid is that? I mean, did he not have
Oh yeah, and you know what? I was just over listening to the Stage Right show, and they were talking about how another element to this whole story that's now coming out is that there is a list of potential underage girls on and their Twitter account handles that was published by, I believe, one of the big sites, one of the big government sites.
Yeah.
And a couple of journalists, notably Tommy Christopher of Mediaite and I think ABC News, or he's a White House correspondent, and they went to the mat like calling out the bigs for publishing these underage girls' identities and how dare they, and he was totally white knighting it for these.
Well, it's questionable
girls.
Because
and
it's 17.
And it came out later. No, it's coming out later that these profiles were completely bunk, totally fictitious, made
right.
up by trolls
right.
or the right or whatever, subversives who are sympathetic to the to.
And there
were
a couple that were 17,
yeah.
but in some states like Texas, 17 is an adult, not 18. So. There's no scandal there. There's no scandal there. I will, if you're interested, I do have a big breaking news for you, if you want to hear it.
Sure, yeah, go for it.
Well, go to a break. Let me get my notes, and I'll be right back.
All right, yeah, there we go. Melissa Hopkins is going to come back with a news break. How do you like that? That works for me. Before we take a break, I have a caller here with a hand up, area code 715. You're on the air. What's up?
Vince in the Bay. It is me, ATM Be Cool.
ATM Be Cool. How you doing, man? What's going on? What's on your mind?
Well, I was going to have a discussion with you regarding something else, but that's not relevant anymore.
Why? Why? What? Why do you say that? What was original? I'm curious what your original thing was. What did you want to talk about?
It involves something that the Fat Red Dragon discovered for us.
Okay, what was that? Tell me about it.
Involving private radio shows for like two people at a time.
What about that?
Yeah, I'm not going to say it now. Because I don't want to give anything away.
But what about it? What about that? What do you mean? What are you getting at?
If I say it now, you're going to be really pissed at me. So I'm just.
Then why
did
you call?
Then why are you calling in? Yeah, exactly, dude. Exactly. All right, I'm going to put you on hold because you're kind of freaking me out. I don't know what you're talking about. And I'm.
And
thanks, Dalton.
Say anything. Why did you call? You know.
Yeah, exactly. Thanks, bro. Thank you so much. You're always the voice of reason. I appreciate it. All right. You know what? I'm going to take Melissa's advice and do a break. And in honor of Melissa, who's going to give us an exclusive here, I will play her song that she loves. And I love, too. I've played the shit out of it, though, but I don't mind doing it again for her because it's a goodie. All right. This is for you, Melissa Hopkins. We'll be right back right here on... Disorderly Conduct, Free Ball Friday.
There's a fire starting in my heart, reaching a fever pitch, just bringing me out the dark. Finally, I can see you crystal clear. Go ahead and sell me out, and I'll lay your ship bare. Fire.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Call in now, biatches, 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
For the bitch who be talking loud and holding his dick, talking shit, he better lay low. For the bitch that I got some shit up out of my dick, now she's sick, she better lay low. For the niggas who be claiming my hood and really ain't for my gang, better lay low. I hope he don't be thinking I'm just talking and I won't do a thing. Really hope so.
Yep. You already know what it is. It's Vince in the Bay back with my home skillet, Dalton. Dalton's my co-host tonight. And we have with us bringing us a breaking story tonight, Melissa Hopkins. Hopefully she's ready. Melissa, what do you got for
us? I have to first say I just love Adele. And before the show is over, I'm going to play a second song from her album that I think is just absolutely fantastic. Her mix of jazz and R&B and pop. And
all right, shut up already. Just get to the story, please.
Okay, the story is, what did you hear out in San Francisco about what happened out on the East Coast today as far as someone having a suspicious package? Do you hear anything out there about that?
No.
Nothing.
Nope.
It's
zero.
Zero. It's fucking amazing. When I'm in Oregon, I'm just mind-boggled. Okay, there were three things that happened today. There was a man that got into the Pentagon, got through security, and had what potentially could be explosives. Then there was a second guy at Arlington Cemetery, which is only about 2 miles away. Now, he did have full explosives in his backpack. He did get caught as well. Then in New York, at the building of the new, whatever you call it, the place of where the new Twin Towers are going to be, museum, if you call it, you know, there's going to be some tall buildings and there's going to be a museum space. Okay, so all three people got caught today at the same time. Now, the guy that got caught in Arlington was a high-up officer in the military that was originally from Somalia and is a Muslim. And he was doing a dry run for major multiple attacks on historic military monuments in the country.
Right on. Cool.
And I think, you know, I've been working on this since 1995. How many years
Jesus
is that?
Jesus Christ. That's too long. 16 years?
Yeah. So I know to be a lot of this to be true. This isn't conspiracy theory.
I love Note These Aloud says Hopkins 1, Obama 0. Nice.
Well, Obama is a Muslim, so.
Were the other two Muslim too, or were they? What were they?
We only know that one was a Muslim. The other is still being interrogated, but they think he is. That's the guy in New York. The other guy that was at the Pentagon, all we know is that he lives in Springfield, Virginia, which is about 5 miles away. and lives in the basement where his parents live. So, was it coordinated? I don't know. But the fact that it all happened on the same day and the media is not reporting it, that it all happened on the same day.
This is amazing. This is amazing. I'm going to turn to Wild Goose now, get his analysis on this. Wild Goose, what do you make of this?
It sounds like we got a basement-dwelling terrorist out there. I saw it in the news this morning. I checked it out. I've been on
Which
road trip
one?
All the week.
Which one?
The Somalian fellow in front of the Pentagon who supposedly had the suspicious
And the Somali
package.
Was at Arlington.
Well, he's an American citizen, actually. He was of Somalia descent.
No, he wasn't an American citizen yet, but he had sworn to serve in the military. And that was the guy at Arlington. That was not the guy at the Pentagon.
I think that the Civil War was an inside job. So, you know, I'm definitely a Civil War. Yeah.
Come on. It's been well documented. Alex Jones has done like 5 films on it. Are you kidding me?
Well, how about Ron Maxwell?
The porn actor?
No, the guy that won all the awards for Gettysburg and Gods and Generals.
Not familiar.
Gods and Trolls.
Did you watch the?
Are you making this shit up? Are you trolling us, Ms. Melissa Hopkins?
Oh my God!
She's good.
No
wonder you're stuck for life. You had me fucking going. God.
I actually hate that I know more than you. But
I actually went down to the range. I was actually down south in Georgia. I bought a Sig Sauer and a Saiga 12 shotgun. It's like an AK-47, but it's a semi-automatic shotgun. I was wondering if you wanted to come to the range with me.
I would love to come to the range with you.
No, it's got a red dot sight and everything.
I was just at my girlfriend's 50th birthday party. And they have an original Civil War cannon sitting in their front lawn.
So, are you experienced with that? Like, I mean, you know how to shoot? Because I went
I need to learn how to shoot. I've never done it. I need to do it, especially now that I'm
really
going out to Oregon.
I mean, you know, like, I've had my training, but like once I got into shotguns and stuff, I was expecting to have a far higher kick than what I got out of it. But it was actually not much more than a regular.
I thought I would hurt my shoulder.
No, you're not gonna hurt your shoulder. You just have to hold it properly. You'll be fine. Like the people that hurt their shoulders, like you see those stupid YouTube videos of people hurting themselves with shotguns, like they get hit in the face with it. Those are the people that don't like they just hold it like it's a toy gun. That's what happens.
Okay.
Naturally, it flies in their face because they're idiots. It's not a toy. But you got to hold it pretty firm to your shoulder. Afterwards, like directly afterwards, I had my shoulder felt a little tender just because, like, it was a semi-auto shotgun. Like, I don't have to cock it at all. And there's a drum on it. But there was no, I don't know, it wasn't sore.
Now, what's the best weapon to use against, like, because where I'm moving, I'm going to have small black bears, bobcats, coyotes, and fox.
Well, you're talking about hunting? Like, you're just going to want a proper rifle for that. Just get a proper, buckshot 12-gauge. Like I said, I have a Saiga 12, but that's a little up. I mean, that's like military-grade shotgun. Like, you can break down doors with it.
So it's easy to aim.
Yeah. But just get, a regular buckshot. Like, if you want to go hunting, just get a 12-gauge. You'll be fine. You can pick that up at any Walmart. But like the one I have is a Saiga 12, but semi-auto is based off of an AK-47.
But you live in D.C.
I went down to Georgia. Me and my friend Joran.
Yeah, but how can you own those weapons in D.C.?
Wait a second. Did you say your friend Bjorn?
Joran.
J-O-R-E-N. Okay, that's. Nobody names their kids Joran. All right, I call that.
No,
that's like a character from.
No. His name is
Troll. I call Troll.
No,
I call Troll.
Hear me out. No, it is,
Troll.
His, No, his dad's name is John, and his mom's name is Karen, so they named Jorin.
Yeah, but how do you own weapons in the District of Columbia?
I don't live there. I just work there.
Oh, okay. I thought you lived there.
I live in Maryland. Like, we could pull out our guns. We were just doing it, and the pizza guy came up while we were checking out our stuff. So, like, we had a Avenue 6 hour as well as a Saga 12. I'm looking at getting an M4. Some guy down in Georgia was showing it to me this weekend. I was like, damn, that is awesome. He had a side scope on it and everything, so it was pretty cool.
So there's all sorts of sophisticated crap you can get for it.
What's up?
Goose, you'd be with me on this. Did you follow the story in Philadelphia about the guy that had the permit for open carry?
Which one? Because I've been following open carry cases for a while. I actually was involved with a case that happened down in Austin, Texas. There was a man named Paul E. Copeland. Well, it was actually, his real name is C.B. Copeland. They arrested him and put him in prison for 6 months. They had him go to a labor camp, and I was involved with the protest movement with that. But unfortunately, time went by, and he actually went to the federal prison for 6 months, and he came out and signed his own petition that I made.
I don't know what happened with your
these aliens that he was at a gun show in Austin, Texas, and he sold these weapons to illegal aliens, but they showed proper Texas IDs, like Texas driver's license, and that's all he needed to sell them the weapons. But the cops came in and shut him down. The ATF shut him down when the cops legally couldn't ask if they were proper citizens. And
well, if you followed my show, I've been just absolutely adamant against the punishment.
Well, this was before I was ever on BTR. Had I been on BTR, I think this would have caught on, like the viral movement would have caught on a little better. Unfortunately, I was just working with Facebook. But, I mean, it's had like 600 signatories, but, I mean, that's been over a few months. Unfortunately, I had just gotten started with that. And I just heard about it. Nobody was talking about it, so I just wanted to get the word out there. You know, I don't think people should be just put away in prison unjust.
Send me that story, and I'll put it on my blog that I've had for 7 years called politicallycharged.org.
Yeah, absolutely. Unfortunately, he's actually out of prison now. I haven't heard anything from him, but apparently he's been on the internet just in the past couple of months, which is when he was supposed to be out. It was once his sentence began. So I'm assuming, you know, he's gone. He's out of prison, and he's just trying to move on with his life. But, yeah, I'll shoot the link to you.
That'd be great.
Unfortunately, the judge ended up winning this award. God knows what. But anyway, he was a corrupt judge. Austin is a liberal haven, surprisingly enough.
Oh, well, I just spent 6 months there. I just got back in December. I was there from August to December.
But I went down to Florida and Georgia. I didn't realize what I was missing out on. I was born in Florida, but I only spent the first 6 months of my waking life there. But I didn't realize how free it was down there. It was just, I don't know, like coming up to Maryland and the D.C. area, just once I hit Virginia, like you just had this feeling go through you. And I don't know if it's the cops.
Virginia's awful.
But I don't know. It just feels like.
I love Virginia. I love Virginia.
Oh, fuck Virginia.
Virginia is for lovers. Are you kidding me?
I like it.
That's
last
where,
year,
that's where my
like
dad
it.
Grew up. My dad grew up in Virginia. I have a lot of family.
Yeah, so
did
my mom.
And I think it's beautiful. I think it's beautiful out there, especially some of the country on the waterfront is just gorgeous.
Yeah, it's so beautiful. But I can
everybody, I'll be right back.
All right. We'll be here. We'll hold it down for you, Dalton. So don't worry about it, bro.
Okay, I'll be back in about 2 minutes.
Right on. Yeah, that was Dalton, my co-host for the first hour here, folks. If you want to join us, it's Vince in the Bay, Melissa Hopkins, Dalton. And you, if you want to join us, 347-826-7667. Wild Goose is here. Alcoholic is laying low in the cut. And now we're going to take a quick break and check in with Kishu, who is, the last time we talked to her was maybe about,
12 hours ago.
No, it was about 20 minutes ago, half hour ago. So hopefully she's more intoxicated now. Let's see what's going on. Hey, Kishu, are you there?
I am definitely more intoxicated now. I'm in the toilet. I'm not literally in the toilet, but in the bathroom. And I need Burns to call me. God damn it, Burns, call me. You douchebag.
Hey, damn, Dr. Burns.
Oh, I'm flushing the toilet.
You know what? I would have been able to I would have been able to relay your message because Burns was in the chat room, the Debbie Daly chat room, and I saw him in there. And I could have relayed that message for you, but he Debbie Daly kicked me out before I could even like say hello.
Oh, God damn it, Burns. You know,
well, what's the fight between you and Debbie?
What is that? I don't even know what's going on. Shut up, all of you. It's time for Kishu to talk.
All right, go ahead, Kishu. Go ahead.
I'm washing my hands in the bathroom.
Yeah.
I'm at this bar called Plush.
Yeah.
I'm winning. Bianca talked me into getting drunk, and I shouldn't have listened to her. Fucking psychy bitch. But, anyways. I love you, Vincent today. I love you. I miss you. I miss double time. Double time.
It's all good, baby. You'll be out here in the Bay again soon enough. Outside Lands is right around the corner.
You promise you'll come on my ass again?
Oh, as many times as it takes, honey.
Oh yeah. Anyways, I'm having a good time. I mean, as much as I want Burns to call me, he's gonna fuck show. I'm glad I came out. I'm glad I decided to go out, and I'm glad Bianca talked me into it. And I'm hanging out with a friend that I haven't seen in a while, and it's a good time. It's a good time. Well, I've never seen ever, but you know what? It's a long story. It's a fucking long story. And this lighting, my hair looks gray. Winning. Anyway. So now I'm going to leave the bathroom. It might be kind of loud out here. There's a show going on. I'm going to make sure that I don't have, like, toilet paper hanging off my ass or something. But, where is it? I ran into a... Oh, there we go. High five. I don't know. I called into Vince in the Bay while I was on the toilet. Anyways, we're going to go out on the patio, and then that way I can hear you better. Hold on. I love you, Vincent the Bay. L-U-V love, baby. Whoa. Man, the patio is just as bad. Wow. Okay. Vince, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Once again, Kishu is joining us live via satellite at the bar in Arizona. And
Fourth
yeah,
Avenue,
tell us what's
Plush,
going on. What's
Plush.
Going on down there, Kishu? What's happening in that bar?
There's a ton of people. There's a show going on. Some four something bands of the show is playing. Hanging out with Mike here. And he's drinking some, what are you drinking, 7 and 7?
Yeah, 7
and 7. And I'm drinking a screwdriver, of course. And we're just chilling. We're just hanging out at Plush. And that's a big ass. Sorry. We saw this girl a second ago that had the cutest, like, little top. Where is she? What?
Right there.
Is she? Oh. Anyways, we're just people watching here at the bar and enjoying the scenery and drinking some vodka. Do you remember the first night that I got drunk with you, Ben?
Yes, very vividly. Yes, of course.
I know.
Yes.
It was a good time. It was probably one of the best nights of my life, to be honest.
He's
right there.
It was pretty
nice.
Amazing.
Nice. Yeah, I didn't realize before. I didn't realize. Anyways.
You never know we're talking about it.
I know, right? Okay, so anyways, I just wanted to call and check in and see how the show's going. How is the show going? Who do we got on the line? Ben?
Vince in the Bay.
Yeah, sorry.
Where are you, Vince?
I'm here. I'm here. I was muted. What'd you say?
Who's on the line?
Melissa Hopkins is here and
Hopkins.
Dalton. Melissa Hopkins
and
Daltner.
So
yeah.
Melissa Hopkins is like some, I don't know. What are you, Melissa? You live in D.C. She's like, I don't know, been into politics.
She's a lawyer.
She's in her 40s.
She's a lawyer and a spokesperson.
She's a lawyer. There we go.
Oh, yeah.
What was the thing that she's known for, that case that she's known for?
Go ahead, Melissa Hopkins. Go ahead. You're live. What's up?
It's so loud.
She's
I'm at a bar,
club.
Dude. Of
she's
course
the club.
It's loud.
She's up at the club. What do you expect? She's in the club. She's living life. She's living lavish. As Gertrude would say, she's living lavish.
You want to call in? You can hear? It's hard to hear.
What's the question?
What are you known for? The big case that you're known for? I can't remember right now.
Probably being the spokesperson for Tom DeLay.
What is it? Oh, Tom DeLay.
I don't know.
Oh, okay, never mind. He doesn't know.
Yeah,
he doesn't know who he is.
Yeah.
I don't know either. It's okay. The first time I heard it, I had to Google
what,
you.
You know what? Tell him this. Just tell him that she's one of Lady Gaga's lawyers.
Apparently, she's one of Lady Gaga's lawyers.
Right.
Okay, and then Dalton, we have Dalton on the line. Dalton is
on the line.
A sweetheart. He's, what is this that Dalton has?
Hi.
Back, guys.
Brain damage and I'm legally blind.
He has brain damage and he's legally blind. He's handicapped, but he's a sweetheart. He calls into the show quite often. He has this really sweet girlfriend that, like, they're both virgins and they're like very in love. And it's a really cute little story. And
we just lost her. Bye bye. No more Kishu. Oh well, I think her phone died. It's all good in the hood. I'm Vince in the Bay. I got Melissa Hopkins here with me still. I have Dalton and Alcoholics laying low in the cut. And anyway, I'm just catching up on crap in the chat room here. Wow, one of my guests.
I can't think of who sings it, but have you ever heard of that song, Because of You?
No. Do you know who sings it?
Not really. It's
on
the radio
now. I meant to say, do you know how to sing some of it?
It's like, because of you, I never fall too far from the sidewalk. I can't sing. I can't carry a tune this late or this early.
All right, that's fair enough. Nice effort there. I appreciate it. I appreciate the effort there. Absolutely, that was hot, Dalton.
Thank you.
So, do you have any plans with Emily this weekend?
Not really. Right now, she's in Tennessee. And she is in the part of Tennessee where they're an hour ahead of me.
Mm.
So right now here it is 2:06 a.m. and where she is it's 3:06 a.m.
Fascinating. So are you gonna like hang out this weekend and do something, or what's up?
Well, maybe the next weekend, not this weekend, because she won't be coming back until Sunday.
Yeah. Oh, but you guys don't hang out virtually? Do you guys hang out on the internet virtually? Do you ever Skype or anything like that?
Not really, but we do talk over the phone a lot. We text back and forth and stuff like that.
That's fantastic, dude. Good times. Good times, bruh. Good
earlier,
time.
When there wasn't anything going on, and when I think it was like when someone else was talking or during the intro, I was looking at a text that she sent me a couple of minutes ago, or about a couple of hours ago.
What did it say? Do you mind me asking?
It was just one that's...
Was it naughty? Was it a naughty text?
It was this one saying that she would call me tomorrow when she called me by my nickname that she gives me.
Do I know what nickname she gives you?
I don't think so.
Well, do you mind divulging it to me here on the air?
Soft teddy bear.
Soft teddy bear? Are you shitting me?
Yeah. No.
She calls you the soft teddy bear.
Yeah, because she's laid on my shoulder one time and she said, I'm soft like a teddy bear.
Are you a big guy? You know, I've never asked you. I don't know how. I've never asked you what your dimensions are, what you physically look like. Exactly. Are you a big guy? Are you a big husky guy?
I wouldn't say I'm husky, but I'll tell you that I'm tall. I'm about 6'2".
Oh, that's not tall, dude. Dude, I played basketball, man. I'm 6'3", and I was a point. I was a shooting guard. I was a two guard, and that I was short, dude. That's short. And I tower over you, bitch. I'm a good whole inch taller than you. That's crazy, Dalton, man. You're 6'2". Are you shitting me? I swear to God, I pictured you. No offense, but I pictured you as like this sort of like little. I pictured you for a foot shorter than that, like 5'2".
It's my voice, isn't it?
It's your voice. You sound like you have a little voice, like a little kid's voice.
I know. I mean, like,
I don't even know how old you are. I don't. That's the thing is, I don't pry into people. Usually, people call in and they just throw it. Like Melissa Hopkins just throws it all out there. Just doesn't care. I mean, Jesus Christ! She uses her real name as her profile. Are you kidding me?
I use my real name as my profile.
I'm sorry. What'd you say, Dalton?
I said I use my real name as my profile of a show page on BTR.
Wait, you have a BTR profile?
Yeah, I haven't really been able to use it, though.
How do you use it? When you use the internet, because you're blind, right? Or can you see enough to use, like, a computer screen?
I can see a little, but I can't see a whole lot.
Oh, interesting. Hey, Smigley, you're suspiciously quiet. What the hell? Did you pass out?
Oh, my gosh, no. I'm having a late-night meal.
What is that, ice cream or some crap?
No, one of my favorites. Cottage cheese, tomato, olive oil, salt and pepper.
Sounds disgusting.
You're so good.
So I have people to clarify something.
Oh, that's
yes,
the way. I just jinx. I just called jinx with the alcoholic. I said that, and then I looked in the chat, and Alcoholic said this exact same thing that I voiced out loud. That's amazing. Oh, shouts out to Ghost. Ghost in the chat room. That's speaking of...
Ghost is here?
Yeah, Ghost is in the building. Or somebody posing as Ghost. I don't know. It looks... I mean, who else could have the name of Ghost on BTR? I think he's got... It's kind of like Twitter. Like, if you, the usernames are all taken.
Well, he must have something to say.
Well, we know Ghost always has something to say. I think he's just chilling. I think he's just kicking back. It's all good.
To let people know, I do have a show page, but I'm still trying to learn on how.
Dude,
to...
are you kidding me? Wait a second. You don't have you had a show page this entire time, and I didn't know.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay, tell me what it is. What's the name of it? It's blogtalkradio.com/what?
It's my first and last name.
Oh, you're another one of these people that's really brave and putting your full real name out there. Dalton what?
Haddix. H-A-D-D-I-X.
H-A-D-D-I-X?
X as an x-ray, yes.
Had dicks. Had dicks. Come on, bro. Are you kidding me? Are you fucking trolling me, you asshole?
No, that's my last name. H-A-D-D-I-X.
Dalton had dicks. Are you kidding me?
I'm not joking.
Do you want to hear what my maiden name is?
Yeah, what, if, what, I know what you're Smiggly. I know. You always ask
Smiggly.
Me that. Yeah, every single show, she gets so drunk, she says, "Hey, you want to know what my name is? What they call me? Smiggly."
That's because my mouth
Smiggly.
Is full, you
hey,
asshole.
Bitch, every show you ask me what they call you. And I know by now, I've caught on. You've asked me so many times, I figured it out. You're Smiggly. I get it.
My husband says I either tell him something 5 times or I forget to tell him at all. So, welcome to married life.
Oh, my goodness.
I got a question for you, Vince.
Yeah, what's up?
When you do your show, where do you set your time?
When or, I'm sorry, say that again. Did you ask when or
like
where?
Where on the page do you set it?
You just scroll down and there's a little drop box and you just click on it and there's a drop down for all the different times. You can start it on any time, the hour, the half hour. Do you have a paid account or do you have a free account?
A free account.
I should be fucking customer service for BTR. These pieces of shit. I spent so much goddamn time on this network that they should pay me to do tech support, seriously, or user support, whatever you want to call it.
Is it like right under where you schedule what date?
I'll have to split screen here with you, bro. Hang on a second. Let me just do this. Do a little this, a little flippity do, skippity do, and how do you do? I will now attempt to talk you through this here on the air. If you're a Blog Talk Radio host and you want some Blog Talk 101, Ghost, you missed earlier. I the last two nights I have employed an amazing technique that all hosts should know about. If you listen to the archives of this show, you'll hear a technique that I employed earlier with Dalton and Melissa. But I'm not going to give it away now because it's kind of an inside thing that only paid hosts should know about. But it's the green room. Let's just put it that way. And because I like the green, you know what I'm saying? And I'm talking about capital. I'm not talking about the cannabis, right? But fuck, I got diverted again. What was I talking about? What was I going to do? Oh, I was going to talk you through Dalton. I'm going to talk you through how to schedule your show.
I'm not really on the computer. I'm just curious on how to do this.
Okay, I thought I was going to walk you through the setup page. Well, then forget it. All right. I'm just going to tell you anyways, and then maybe when you go home and Yeah. You know, first I'm going to, I think you're trolling me again. I'm going to look up. Okay,
I'm not trolling you.
You said it was.
I would never troll you, Vince. I never trolled Debbie, and I never trolled you.
You've always been really straight with me, and I appreciate that. But let's see. It's Dalton. Had Dix. And the winner. It says does
here.
Not exist. It says does not exist. You piece of shit.
D-A-L-T-O-N.
Wait, you said D-O-N? D-A-L-D-O-N?
No, D-A-L-T as in Tom.
Uh-huh.
O-N.
Okay.
Space H as in Howard.
Uh-huh.
A.
Uh-huh.
D. D.
Uh-huh. Double D.
I, X, as in X-ray.
I can't. First of all,
at.
Oh, man. I'm just searching Dalton Haddix in. There's. It doesn't exist, dude. It's not there, bro. I don't know what you're doing.
That's weird because I do have a page.
All right, you're going to have to send me the link, dude. You know, I don't believe you. I think you're trolling me because seriously, dude, you've never, ever established yourself as some entity in the chat room. It's weird. There's certain people on Blog Talk Radio that are just callers. That's all they do. They just call. They don't even log in on the chat. Like that guy Nature Boy, he's the same way. That guy just calls in. He never shows his – he never logs in – in the chat room when he's on. He has a show on here too. He'll do a show and he won't open a chat room, but he obviously has an account, but he refuses to actually be in the chat room. It's weird, but whatever, it is what it is. Dalton just trolled the fuck out of me because there's no Dalton Haddix unless you're
really
spelling it wrong.
You're
gonna have to send me the link. I dare you, Dalton, the next time you get on, you can, to log into on via that account and prove me wrong, because I see no evidence of it whatsoever in the chat room. I mean, in the Blog Talk Radio database. I did a search on Dalton. Okay, I'll just do a search, just Dalton only. How about that? Not Haddix on it. Dalton.
Okay.
Dalton. What does that bring me up? Like a bazillion things. What's your picture? What's your profile picture?
It's just a BTR picture. There's no actual picture.
Oh, that helps me out a lot. That helps me out a lot. Great. Have you done any shows? Have you even done a show?
I'm still that's the thing. I'm still trying to figure out how it works. I'm learning.
Yeah, I see no visible proof that you are. There's no, there is no Dalton or Dalton had Dix. There's no Dalton has Dix. There's no Dalton is having a dick.
I'll send you the link.
You found it, Melissa?
Please.
I remember when you were coming on. So I'm pretty sure I can get the link, yeah.
I don't remember coming on to your show, did I?
No, it wasn't my show. No, it was somebody else's show.
Melissa Hopkins.
Your show loved it.
Hey, Melissa Hopkins.
Yeah. Oh,
it's gone now. Is it gone now? For a second there, I heard a busy signal. What are you trying to call?
Yeah, I didn't know where that came from.
Are you trying to Skype in? What the hell? What's the deal? What's the dealio here?
It wasn't me, baby.
Well, there was some sort of funny business going on.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Who are you trying to call? Are you trying to... Are you with the
funny.
Fed? Melissa, are you? You're with the feds. Me, Jesus Christ! What are you trying to pull here?
I know what was happening.
I'm asking you, Melissa. You act like you're with the SAC crew or with you go on Debbie Daly's show and you pretend like you're the sob story, and then you come on here and you try to two or three way me in on other lines without me my knowing. What are you up to? What are you really about? You're mixed up with Tom Billet. This is really starting to creep me out here, Melissa. Like, can I just get? I know you're an actress. I know all that crying business you were doing on Debbie's show earlier was all an act. It's so obvious.
It was not an act.
Oh, come on! I'm on to you. Really? Come on.
All right. I'm gonna stop eating. Mm-hmm. No. Not an act. I realized what I was doing. I was sitting on my iPhone, and what I was doing was calling my son's phone, which is off and charging. So it was staying busy. So, yeah, I'm the big badass CIA agent. You think I am?
Oh, I'm on to you. I'm totally on to you. And you know what? I have a good bullshit detector. And, I'm on to you. That's all I can say is I'm on to you. And that's why I give you fair time on here, because yeah, I know that if I didn't, you, you're mixed up with fucking Tom Billet. Are you kidding me? You were his Tom, that bastard, that greasy car salesman's, spokesman.
Listen.
And you did that with a straight face. You did that with a straight face. Are you kidding me? You were a spokesman a year ago. You were a spokesman a year ago after it was already like public knowledge that this guy was a creepazoid. You still were like fuck it. It's a paycheck. It's a paycheck, right? It's a paycheck.
I never got paid. Never. He never paid me.
Then why'd you do it pro bono? Why? What the fuck? Just for the lulz?
The asshole just has not paid me. But I tell you what, without question, I know that he is not guilty. I have been working on this for 7 years. This guy is not guilty. Now, I will say, I'll even go on Blog Talk Radio to say it. I did not get along with him well. Let's just say that. And he definitely did not follow my advice, and I think that had a lot to do with his downfall in the trial. Big time.
Oh, you're blowing up, Melissa. You're blowing up. I think that's Delay's people right now. I think they're did you hear that? Did you hear that?
Delay doesn't have any people.
Yeah, no, I heard your BlackBerry just blow up right there. I know what's going on. I'm on to you. All right, I got another caller here. Let me take this call here. Melissa, stay right there. Tom Delay, he's Texas. Wait, before I take this caller, Melissa, Texas, what district did he represent exactly?
Sugarland.
Where's that?
West of Houston.
So that's like inland? It's like just nowhere?
It's a very fast-growing, upscale suburb of Houston.
All right. That tells me nothing.
Can you put me in, Melissa, in the chat room? Green room for...
No, I can't. I can't because I need Melissa on here because the next caller, I think, has a lot to offer, all right? Because we're talking about Tom Delay. We're talking about Tom Delay and Texas politics and just politics in general. And who better to chime in on that subject matter than Ghost Politics himself? That's right.
Oh, my God, really?
Ghost is here. Yeah, Melissa, fucking change your panties.
Ghost.
Actually, I hope you don't even have panties on because it's Free Ball Friday. It's not Baller Friday. Free Ball Friday. We don't wear underpants over here.
All right.
Here's Ghost. What's up, Ghost? What'd it do?
Hey, what's going on, man? I'm just sitting here. I just got back from 6th Street. I've got this goddamn headset on. Can you hear me?
Yeah,
and
you're
off,
not. 6th
Street in Austin?
Yeah, 6th Street is in Austin. What are you talking about? I just got back. You know what I mean? Having a great time on West 6th Street, you know, chilling like an insane villain, living lavish, you know, living like a capitalist. As a matter of fact, I haven't stopped drinking. Let's just go ahead and open up another beer there.
I just got 6 months from living in Austin on 6th Street. I live right on 6th Street.
Oh, yeah, I live over here off 6th Street, man, living a badass high-rise condominium. As a matter of fact, I'm looking outside my window right now. Beautiful downtown Austin, Texas, baby.
Are you next to the Whole Foods?
As a matter of fact, I'm right down. I'm within a couple of blocks walking distance from it.
I know exactly where you are.
I'm sure you do. It's one of the best buildings in town.
Yeah.
What's up, Ghost?
How's it going?
Ghost, Dalton. Dalton's a regular on my show. He's actually an intuitive reader, and he correctly gave me a correct forecast as far as my love life is concerned. He gave me two forecasts for my for the second half of my 2011, and one of them was a romantic forecast. The other, a financial forecast, and so far he's one for one with, he got the romantic forecast correct. Now I'm just waiting for the financial one to kick in. Hoping to capitalize on that, if you know what I'm saying.
Oh, you're making us curious now.
So what's up? Are you doing some kind of voodoo magic? You know, you talking to the stars? You're reptilian shapeshifter? What's going on?
It's just general readings.
I know, well, but how do you calculate that synopsis? I mean, there's got to be some basis around it. I mean, or are you just like one of these clairvoyants?
It's complicated, Ghost.
Oh.
Hey, Ghost.
I hear you. What's
Ghost,
up?
Ghost, I hear a lot of my talk show and listening to other talk shows. They want you to run for president.
Nah, yeah, right. Are you kidding me? I mean, if I ran for president, I think I'd be assassinated by the Poe in America.
Dude, they didn't assassinate the last three or four motherfuckers. Why would they get to you?
Well, hey, I mean, you know, I'm pretty vocal. You know what I mean? I mean, my ass bleeds for the Poe in America, all right? I mean, whenever I look at the Poe in America, I mean, I have to laugh. I mean, how can you be Poe in America when you're a fat, jelly-ass bastard waddling your fat ass up and down the street on my tax-paying dime? I mean, you know, once these Poe people start realizing that I'm advocating the ending of their welfare entitlement recipient gravy train, they might want to take a couple of pop shots at old Ghost over here. It's bad enough that I get enough death threats over the email as it is. I don't need these schmucks coming in trying to take a pop shot at me, for Christ's sake. I want to live lavish, baby. I want to keep drinking. You know, I want to buy Rolex watches, man. I want to buy Hugo Boss suits, for Christ's sake. You know what I mean?
Now, what is a Poe?
The Poe in America. You know what I mean? The Poe?
No, I don't. What is it?
I'm talking about these individuals, you know, that got these sour scowls that are walking around America pissing and moaning about how their lives are so bad because,
oh, I had too much children and I can't afford to feed them. Oh, I've got deficits that I can't pay and I want the taxpayer to pay for them. I shove it up your ass. That's what I got to say about it to the Poe in America.
That's what's up. Amen, brother. Preaching to the choir over here. Melissa, why are you playing dumb? You know what he means when he says the Poe.
And not only that, I mean, I don't necessarily even want to talk about that. I mean, it's Vince in the Bay here. You know, I don't even want to talk about politics. I'm drinking. You know, I just came back from 6th Street, for Christ's sake. I mean, it's Friday. Whenever it's Friday, they close down the whole damn street. So people can kind of just walk in the middle of the street. And once everybody lets out, you got all these drunkard bimbos looking for hard legs to take home. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's just a party atmosphere.
Did you find hard legs to take home?
No, absolutely not. I'm married.
Well, you did mention that.
I'm a married man.
Have any of you ever gone out on a party boat? Like just...
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I did that for my... recent birthday that just passed. I actually took a chartered a boat off of here, Lake Travis, and they're not that expensive.
Oh, that's great.
I mean, like a party barge, you know, like those pontoon boats.
Oh, no. I thought you were talking about like a boat. But we had a big-ass spread in there. There was a table of like 30 people. They had a bar in there. I mean, we were cruising down, seeing the skylights of Austin. It was beautiful, for Christ's sake. I mean,
Did you see the 3 million bats leave the bridge?
Oh, yeah. You hear them all the time. As a matter of fact, when I'm walking down the street at night on 6th Street, you can hear them in the sky and the trees, for Christ's sake. You got to cover your head.
Yeah, so you've seen it.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Do you know about this, Vince?
No, I don't. But
it sounds like a phenomenon. Unique.
I think
to
I had an
Austin.
Acid trip like that once, though.
It's unique to Austin. Every night, right at
I've
dusk.
Never been to Austin. I'd love to. I've been to Texas. I've never been to Austin, though. I'd love to.
Austin. Austin's like the best city in Texas.
It's pretty unbelievable.
Texas. Yeah. Hey, what brought you to Austin?
I've always lived on the outskirts of Austin. What brought me in the inner city of Austin was the real estate prices that went up in Texas, and I was able to liquidate my home for a tremendous, generous price. And a bunch of other investments that I have done within the past couple of years have, you know, definitely put me into the money. So I decided to move into the inner city of Austin, Texas. And what better area than on West 6th Street or by West 6th Street?
I was going to say you're just west of the Capitol.
The Capitol – now, my office is actually right by the Capitol there. I mean, you can see the Capitol from my office. I posted a YouTube video showing the view. No,
Are you kidding me? Ghost, you have a fucking YouTube? I didn't know this.
Yeah,
you gotta spam my chat room with that shit. I had no idea.
Yeah. I just – it's nothing special. I just threw a couple of personal videos out there.
Of course. You're too busy capitalizing to get some
so
quality.
No, Ghost.
On. But, I'm still curious to see the view from Ghost's little perch up there. Because
it must be awesome.
I've listened to you – shut up, Melissa, first. Let Vince talk for a second, right? Because, you know, I listen to your broadcast, and I get – you know, radio is all theater of the mind, obviously. And I get sort of a little idea of what your office and everything looks like up there. And I don't know, part of me wants to see the video and part of me doesn't, because it's kind of like, I'm a big fan of Buckethead. Buckethead's one of my favorite artists of all time. And you know, of course, there's the kids that always want to like break down the mystery. Who is Buckethead? Oh, demask Buckethead. Who is he really? And of course, people have doxed Buckethead. But I don't. It doesn't really. I never really wanted to know, you know, who the identity was. The mystery was always more interesting than the reality. You know, there's this great John Wayne quote where he says something like, "If it's not John Wayne. It's actually." John Ford, the director of the old Hollywood Westerns that directed a lot of John Wayne movies, he says he's got a famous quote where he says something to the effect where he says, if you have the choice between printing the myth or the truth, always print the myth because it's always going to be more interesting. And that's a terrible paraphrase, but it's a great quote, and that's the thing that I'm always a terrible thing to live by.
Where
was I going with this? Oh, yeah. So I hope this video doesn't reveal too much about your identity. I hope it just shows literally just like your view from your perch.
No, it just shows, certain things that I do from a first-person point of view perspective.
And no wiener shots, too, by the way. Right?
Hell,
safe
are
for
you
work.
Kidding
safe
me?
For work.
Like some sick-ass bastard like Anthony Weiner, you know, taking pictures of my pecker shaft, for Christ's sake. And not only that, if I was going to do something like that, I would actually get laid after it. I wouldn't just, you know, make this internet virtual rendezvous where, you know, I've got some bimbo praising a picture of my penis instead of actually bumping a live one. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, Vince. Well, I'm going to tournament for the night and say goodbye.
Hey, you know what? It's good timing, Dalton. I appreciate you coming through. Any parting thoughts before you say goodbye there?
Not really, but the only thing I can say, like I've always said to close off when I leave, everyone has a disability. You just have to know where to find it.
Amen, brother. All right, that's Dalton. He's the world-class intuitive expert here on Blog Talk Radio, and so far he's one for one, batting 1,000 with the advice he gave me. I'm just waiting for part two to kick in. And so Dalton essentially was my co-host for the first part of the show, and now Kishu's here, so Kishu's probably completely shit-faced drunk at this point. She might be slurring her words, so beware, everybody. The last time we checked in with her, she was pretty wasted. Let's see where she's at now. Kishu, are you there? What's going on?
She's great. She's great.
Yeah, she's up at the club. Kishu? Hello? Kishu?
Hi, I can't hear you at all because it's fucking loud as fuck. I'm at Club Congress now, which is my favorite bar. It's on Arizona, baby. I ran into like 20 people I've known already. I've been having a blast. I'm wasted as fuck. My
now,
boss,
wait a second. When you say people you know,
I just got embarrassed as hell by this guy I know, Jesse.
By that, people you know.
I was like, last time I saw you was right before I got pregnant. And he was like, oh, that's not good. I was like, oh, way to embarrass me. Right. Fucking you dick. Yeah, Jesse, you dick. Okay.
Words out there.
And then I was like, let's do a threesome.
This is
what's
my
up,
love
baby?
Connection, guys. My love connection that Dalton hooked me up with. She's out there. She's walking through the club, and like every other guy is some.
You
some
have a camel toe. Claim.
This
what?
Is just great. Thanks, Dalton.
Moose knuckle, apparently. Okay. What's up? You're welcome, bud. You're welcome. What's
what is
up?
That asshole saying right there?
Man, we can hear all the douchebags in the background. Do you hear all these douchebags?
Yeah. Put one of those guys on the horn and have Ghost talk to him. Put one of those guys on the horn.
Put one of them douchebags.
Here, say hi.
Hey, how's it going, douchebag?
Who the fuck are you calling douchebag?
I'm calling you a douchebag, and I'm calling you out. Where are you? I want to speak.
I'm in the backyard of the Hotel Congress.
Oh, yeah, you're in the backyard of the Hotel Congress? I'll tell you what, I'll meet you in the parking lot in 5 minutes, all right? Don't talk
to
me. But
you just meet me right here because I don't want to get out of my chair. I'm kind of comfortable.
You sound like a fat ass. Are you a little fat ass? What?
Yeah, you should come back here. We'll have a nice conversation. It'll be good. Maybe I'll buy you a drink.
Are you kidding me? I'll stomp a bump in your ass, kick it dry, take a dirty yellow bump in the face, and all you can do is look back at me with yellow smile out of it. You belly bastard.
Yeah. You sound really angry. What are you angry about?
I'm angry because I'm sitting over here chilling I got Kishu calling me, and I hear a bunch of douchebags in the background. He puts the phone to the first douchebag, and he's disappointed me here.
Well, you should come and sit down and have a drink with us, man. We're having a great time.
I don't want to have a drink. I'm straight edge. You ever heard of straight edge?
I've heard of it.
Straight edge, man.
I've never heard a straight edge person call a person who's not straight edge a douchebag before. That's new for me.
Hey, well, you know, we curse.
Usually straight edgers have a trademark on being douchebags. I didn't know there were non-douchebag straight edges. That's cool. I'm learning something.
You know, you son of a bitch. You sorry, sack of crap. How dare you wait to disprove the integrity of straight edge?
What are you so angry about, man?
You're besmirching my gang, straight edge, all right? We believe in Jesus.
Jesus? Did you say you believe in Jesus?
Give it up, Jesse. Give it up.
Do you also believe in the tooth fairy?
You're an atheist now? Is that what
do you believe in Jesus? What are you, 8 years old?
I mean, we believe in Jesus.
Do you believe in Santa Claus, too? Holy shit, what else? What's kind of the Loch Ness Monster?
Don't
are you into that shit?
God, that
Jesus?
Way. Dare talk about my God.
You're a funny guy. Oh, you should come here and hang out. We're having a great time, dude.
I don't drink with anybody who talks that way about my God.
You're God. Oh, yeah. Whatever happened to turn the other cheek and love thy enemy? I'm pretty sure your God is a peaceful God, and you seem like a pretty angry human being. You gotta let all that anger go if you're gonna be a good Christian. You gotta be a nice human being. You gotta be charitable.
No, you don't understand. You don't understand, sir.
I'm pretty sure I do understand because I've actually read the Bible.
Now, Jesus suffered.
And there's
for
not
our
a
sin.
Lot in it about yelling at people and screaming at them on the phone. Yeah. I'm being nice. I'm inviting you out here to come have a drink with us. You should be a nice guy.
Take about 10 steps away from my freaking butt crack with turn on here. You know what I mean? Here you are.
This is amazing. You're like a walking Budweiser ad. Do you have Glenn Beck tattooed on your cock?
Jesus Christ. Now the femininity is coming out. Now the feminine vernacular is coming out. It's, what are you, fruit bowl?
You said vernacular. I'm impressed. That's a four-syllable word. Do you use a lot of those?
Are you kidding me? I'm very much edumacated. You know, I know how
you're very much edumacated? Verbose? Is verbose the word you were looking for? Are you eloquent?
You're
maybe?
Damn right. I know how to spoken, sir. I know how to spoken.
Hot damn. I got to ask you something. Did Mike Judge write you? Are you a character from King of the Hill? Did he write you? Did he invent you? Are you a figment of television?
What's going on here?
Well,
how about you? Did you literally pop out the anal passage of Richard Simmons? I mean, did you literally do that?
I did, but I don't see how that's one way or another.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Now we got an open flamer up in here, for Christ's sake. I bet your cheeks just fucked right now when I told you that, right? I bet you.
Hey, I got to ask you something. What are your ratings like?
What are my ratings?
I mean, do a lot of people tune in?
What are you talking about? I'm the best that BTR has to offer. What are you talking about? Are you talking about me as a BTR?
The best that BTR has to offer. Isn't that kind of like being the tallest midget or the smartest retard?
Are you kidding me? I'm a legend. I'm a god.
Are you sure? Are you done? Come on in and have a drink, man. Relax.
Give me my phone back. Vince, who is he doing
this? Yeah, thank you. Get him off.
I've known Jesse for fucking 5 years. He's great. He's great. I ran into him tonight. It was good times. I was like, oh, yeah, fucking Jesse.
I don't care.
But he embarrassed me like a motherfucker. He embarrassed me because he was like telling me about like, I don't know. I'm not going to talk about it anymore. Anyways, I love you, Vince. Was that you that we were talking to him or was it Ghost?
No, that was Ghost. He talked to Ghost the entire time.
When? Oh, tonight is amazing. I'm so glad that I came out and got wasted and had a good time.
It's a way to live.
I see another friend. I have to go see another. I need to go say hi to somebody else. Let me finish my drink. Okay, drink is done. I'll be right back. I have somebody else that's behind you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hi, how's it going?
I'm good. How are you, love?
I'm all right.
It's been a while. Yeah, I have a new phone, and I've lost all my contacts. Right. So please
just
call me.
Just going to
answer the conversation. Yeah. Exactly. Same number, of course.
While the rest of us are...
Yeah, you look good. You look great. How are you doing?
Stroking ourselves.
I mean, how come everybody in the background there, Vince?
Move it to New York.
Sounds like a fruit bowl.
Oh, yeah.
Why is it?
No, I know. I was just quoting that because there's a band that I recently saw.
It's a lot of
them for my birthday.
And a lot of
femmy
guys.
It's amazing. I love him to death. Anyways, we saw a band that they have a song called Moving to New York. And that's why I associated with that. Anyways,
how is she
so
talking
wonderful
about?
To see you, love.
She's talking to some
call me, okay?
Okay.
And call. I want to hang out before you move, okay? For sure. August?
Are you
going
to
San Francisco in August, but going back in August. So maybe July sometime we can hang out. Okay, just call me soon. You have my number. Okay, bye, hon. Hello, Vince in the Bay.
Yeah, hey, Keisha. Hey, you're back with, you're back with Melissa Hopkins, Ghost, and yours truly, Vince in the Bay. I really appreciate you giving us this field reportage from the club. It sounds like
from
a
club
lot of...
Club Congress, baby.
Club Congress. Oh, that's
club
a pro.
It's
Anthony
the best place
Weiner down there, by
any
chance?
It's worth that. What?
Hey, is Anthony Weiner on the prowl with Club Congress, by any chance? He treated Congress like it was a goddamn club.
What?
Nothing.
I couldn't hear you. Repeat yourself, please.
So that was a friend of yours. I was hoping we could get some complete random stranger and just
random stranger.
Heckle
Let me
the
find
shit
a random stranger.
Yeah, let's find some.
Just find some guy that thinks he's
like a tough guy, like some Greek guy.
Okay, here I have a random stranger for you right now. Is Ghost still on the line?
Euro trash kind of guy.
Is Ghost still on the line, Vince?
Yeah, he is. He is. Yeah.
Ghost.
We only have 12 more.
Ghost.
Yeah, what's up?
I love you, baby buns. Love you.
What the hell?
I love you, baby buns. Will you come in my asshole?
Are you kidding me? My wife is in the other room, for Christ's sake. Why don't you simmer down
tell
with
your
dog?
Wife to eat my cunt. Okay, here's my friend.
Hello.
Hey, who's this?
Wait,
hi, you're on.
Hi, you're on Gay Talk with Vince the Ghost. Hello, you're on Gay Talk with Vince the Ghost. What's your dish?
Wait, did you say what's my dish?
Yeah, because, you know, you're kind of sound like a fruity ass. So we wanted some gay people to get on the line so they can be gay with us, you know?
Oh, fantastic. Tomorrow is actually Pride in AZ.
Oh, really?
Me and
Are you prideful? Are you prideful by any chance?
Yeah, yo, homeboy, I can't hear what you're saying. I can identify you're making out words, but I can't.
Are you Oriental?
No. But can I role play in Oriental?
Well, you sound like an Oriental from where I'm standing, you know, or if not, some kind of a mixed breed. Are you a mixed breed?
No, I mean, like, I mean, I don't know.
What do you mean?
I take issue with, I mean, people sounding like certain things, because, I mean, once someone gets beyond one generation American, any sense of accent, etc., gets washed out like no tomorrow. And
well,
my Orientalness has been very heavily mitigated by my Americanness.
So you are Oriental, am I correct?
I cannot consent.
You're lying.
I cannot,
I'm good at this game. God damn.
I don't know.
You're amazing. I wish I had that music.
I'm all types of round eye. I'm all round eye. Do you have any idea?
Actually, I do have something here. Right, here we go. Here we go, Gus. Congratulations. Got it.
Hello. All right. Tap. I can barely hear anything.
Yeah, it's okay.
I'm
training
the phone away from my ear.
All right. Get out of here, Fruit Bowl. Get out of here now.
Yeah, baby. Yeah. Vincent the Bay. It's so hard to hear.
He didn't listen today.
And he apparently blew Ghost out of the water. So now I told him to call in to Ghost and fucking blow him out of the water again because I dare you, Jesse, you fucking...
What the hell are you talking
fucking
about?
Fucking black frame glasses, fucking... Fucking what the fuck the hat says? Fucking...
Yeah.
Fucking
more,
what is it? Newsies. That's
drops,
what it's called. The movie Newsies.
He
has a fucking Newsies hat on with a fucking pink boy's pin. What is this other pin? Can you
ask him?
It's an F on it.
Listening?
How many people are listening?
If you're just joining us, folks, hang on a second. I'm gonna put you. That's just it gives me a headache.
Yeah, I know. I mean, so many douchebags. You sound like a goddamn sausage fest up in there. For Christ's sake. I mean, no wonder Kishu's having a great time. Are you kidding me? Do you hear all those schlong heads trying to penetrate that perimeter? Jesus Christ.
Yeah. It's amazing. It's a good thing she forms her own little perimeter with the extra coating she's acquired over the years of being a hermit. Anyways, Melissa, you've been quiet over there in the corner. We'd love to get some analysis from you. Being a sloppy drunk yourself, what were you picking up on some of those gentlemen that were on the line? What were you picking up from them in the voices you were hearing? She's passed out.
Oh, man, I hear some crickets, literally.
Dude.
Do you hear it?
Yeah, Oh, yeah, they're always there with her, and she denies it to the
Is she sleeping in a freaking tent or something? Is she living in a teepee? What's going on with that crap? I mean, you shouldn't be able to hear crickets in that close proximity. Are you kidding me?
She must be on a... She's probably on a camping... a quote, camping trip with the kids. We're going to set up the tent in the backyard, boys. We'll set up the tent in the backyard. No, Mom. Come on, Mom. I'm 14. I don't want to go set up a tent with Mom in the backyard. Come on.
Now, you know, I do want to make a comment about all them douchebags that are there at the bar. That's what's really unfortunate. That's what's really screwing up society here. you know, a sausage fest at alcoholic beverage establishments. I mean, whenever you see a sausage fest, if you're a male or a female for that matter, get the hell out of there because you know there's going to be a fight. You know, there's too much pent-up testosterone, too much haterism when you see gentlemen with females that you wish you had and so on and so forth. Every time I've seen a sausage fest in a bar room, there's been a brawl.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I've seen way too much of it. And every time I get enough time away from the club scene, just from the bar scene in general, I come back to it, I always get hit with that harsh reality. That's part of the reason why I'm turned off from drinking in general, is just dealing with all the sloppy drunk eggheads drunk assholes that don't know. You know, they have two objectives. Plan A is get some pussy. If that doesn't work, plan B is beat the shit out of something or somebody. And that's basically the synopsis.
Yeah,
I went to enough keggers in high school and enough bars in college to see that story played over and over and over with meatheads, a lot of them with friends of mine, that after a while it's just like, all right, this is just stupid and old and tired and I'm over it. And I know people that are you know, into their 40s, 50s, 60s that just keep playing it like a broken record, and it's sad.
Well, you really can't blame them. I mean, especially for the older gentlemen in this day and age. I mean, you got basically the younger women going after the older men so that they can get, you know, paid, so they can get their car payment paid, their rent paid, go out on a shopping spree, Louis Vuitton, Dolce & Gabbana. You know, I don't know if you've noticed this. I don't know if this is happening in the West Coast, but out here in Texas, we got a lot of, you know, these women, you know, 19, 20, 21 years old, going after these 55-year-old prostate-infected windbags just so they can go out and get paid, for Christ's sake. And I think that, combined with this goddamn cougar garbage, is what's really screwed up the social landscape of this country. Not to mention that you have all this homosexual innuendo that's been pushed forth and suggested by the entertainment field. And just to encapsulate it all, we have to also incorporate the hip-hop community in that particular ball of cesspool.
Yeah, I hear you. Yeah, it's unfortunate. It's really unfortunate. Hip-hop in particular, just as its own thing, as a genre, has become a real disappointment for sure. I remember it in the heyday. In the, to me, the golden era of hip hop was the late 80s, early 90s. It's that way for me because that was when I got into it and I was a kid. I was basically in high school and in college during that era. And that sort of the heyday to me. And I think everything that's come after that has just been, it's just been all downhill. To me, it's been downhill ever since Tupac and Biggie, since those two guys hit the scene and then croaked. Like, I think it's been all downhill. It's been all people trying to bite off those guys. Everything those two guys did have just been immortalized by an entire generation of wannabes. That's all we hear is copycat, wannabe, Tupac and Biggies. And it's ridiculous. It's stupid. The best rappers out there today are the same ones that were the best rappers out there 10, 15 years ago. They're still doing it. Rakim is still out there rapping, and he's still doing fucking awesome. KRS-One is still out there doing his thing. Tribe Called Quest are still doing their thing. Chuck D and Public Enemy are still doing their thing. It's still out there. The stuff that's being pimped in the on the airwaves and stuff is just complete garbage, and I can't even just entertain, even pretend to be entertained.
Neither could. I mean, well, not just the hip hop, but just the whole pop culture in general, man. If it isn't fruiting off, it's inducing violence. It's inducing sexual deviant behavior, for Christ's sake. And I don't think it's a coincidence that Anthony Weiner decided to utilize this whole, you know, sexting scenario in his own sick mind, and he justified it in some kind of liberal splitting hair legal sense that he's not actually cheating. Because let's be honest, I mean, when you're exposed to this type of disgusting filth, it's going to get to you. I mean, it's going to desensitize your brain. It's going to desensitize the way you interpret things, and that's exactly what's happening out here in this country. But not to get off the subject, but you actually like A Tribe Called Quest and KRS-One's? I mean, what else do you like? Foo Snickens or some crap? I mean, are you kidding me, Vince?
Yeah, I like I like Stetsasonic. I like Dana Dane. I like Slick Rick. Black Sheep, De La Soul, Eric and Rakim.
Do you like Kid and Play too, or something?
No, dude. I know you think I'm Fruity Ghost. I'm not that fruity. Come on.
Well, I'm just asking. You know, I get that era of hip hop. I mean, it was trying to bring the urban culture into a new frame of light. I remember at that particular time you had a bunch of the urban community wearing those African necklaces and the African garb, you know. Malcolm X had just came out as a movie, you know, so Spike Lee had just directed it. I remember that particular time, but, you know, it didn't last very long.
No, it didn't. It was a short little window in time, and then it quickly fell to pieces. And then, yeah, and then all this Jay-Z and Wu-Tang was one of the few that sort of arose sort of in the dust of that little golden era, as I think of it. And I think Wu-Tang was like the best of the sort of the newer school, but that's about it, man. I don't like anything other than them.
Yeah, well, you know, the only thing that made Wu-Tang...
Okay, all right, fine. All right, Ghost, who the fuck do you like? Who are your hip-hop icons, your idols? Who do you like?
Oh, Jesus Christ. I mean, I don't know, man. I mean, you know, I like some decent rap. I don't necessarily have a favorite artist when it comes to rap. But, I mean, I'm a pretty open variety individual when it comes to listening to rap.
All right. You know what, Ghost? I think you're shitting me. You know what? Hey, can we get him off? Get him off. I've had enough. You know what, Ghost? It's been great having you, but you know what? I'm tired of this horse shit. You don't know shit about fucking hip-hop. What a poser. All right. Shouts out to everybody in the chat room. Melissa Hopkins, Wild Goose, Kishu, everybody who called in. You know, I love you all, and I will make love to you all again very, very soon. Probably with Party Sexy Time. In the meantime, catch me on Twitter, twitter.com/VinceInTheBay. Ghost, you mad? All right, we'll do some post-game analysis. Goose, did I just pwn Ghost?
You pwned the shit out of him. Still want to have a one-on-one with Ghost, man. Like, I don't know, he's really hard to, like, get one-on-one, have an actual personal discussion with him. So it would be awesome to have an impromptu fucking exclusive interview with him. You know, just off the air, candid, you know, get his expressions. But I love to talk to the guy, you know, he's really cool.
He's great. I love him. I love him.
He knows
a lot. He knows a lot about politics. He knows a lot about the markets. He's a great financial wizard, but he don't know shit about hip hop.
Oh yeah, but I'd love to hear, like, because I'm a conservative. I'm not necessarily a capitalist. But I'm not a socialist either. He's someone that I'd love to talk to just because I like to gain insight from people I don't necessarily agree with. But he and I can have a great conversation. Just the other day we had a good thing going, but unfortunately when he's on the air, you know, you'll bring up a point, he'll rebut, and then he'll kick you off the air and bring some other troll on. But I'd love to have a good back and forth with him because I think he has a lot of insight. And he's fairly well spoken when he actually talks to real callers. Even when he talks to fake callers, he's great at dealing with trolls. I think he's hilarious. I shot him my Skype address. You know, if he wants to shoot me a Skype contact, you know, cool. I doubt he will, but if he does, hey man, anytime you want to chit chat with me, that'd be cool. Well, no trolling.
I wouldn't hold my breath. I wouldn't hold my breath.
Yeah, same here. Yeah, I'm not going to hold my breath.
Okay, I'm going to, you know what I'm going to do? Just for Ghost, Ghost is gone. He's not, I booted him. He's gone. For Ghost, though, hopefully he's going to listen to this in the archive at some point. If not, I'll play it. I don't care. I'll play it anyway. I don't even know what I'm playing at. I want to play some real hip-hop for him because he says you're a piece of shit. He thinks he knows hip-hop. He's trying to school me on hip-hop, and he doesn't even – he can't even come up – he's like Sarah Palin on hip-hop. Seriously, like, I read all the papers. Really? Name one paper. I know hip-hop. I know hip-hop. Oh, really?
He loves the National Enquirer.
Yeah. Tell me one hip-hop artist. He couldn't give me one.
Tupac, Buck 65, Saul Williams. Two out of three of those were white guys. All right. Big G. Fuck. Dude, honestly, I'm not a big hip-hop guy, but I ain't gonna hate on it either, you know? Like, I ain't black, so... Hip-hop is a primarily... Melissa Hopkins is on the line, isn't she?
She is.
I hear that. I hear the mating frogs.
I know.
The frogs are, like, fapping to her when she goes out on the patio.
All right. Oh, speaking of fapping, I've got to bring Kishu back on. Kishu, you there?
You dick. I can't believe you muted me this long. I had so much things to say. I was so mad when Ghost was like, you're the woman who fucked the older woman for the whole money. Fuck that. I'm a fucking heiress, dude. Like, fucking, seriously, are you fucking kidding me? Like, he can fucking suck my fucking clit. I mean, Ghost, I love you, but seriously, like, you don't know anything. I'm 24 years old, and, like, I dig older men, you know? Like he's a douchebag. Anyways, I don't really have anything important to say, but I'm drunk. I'm muted now. Right. We're on speakerphone. We're walking. We're at Franklin and Tool Avenue, and we're having a good time. We just passed one of the best fucking venues in Tucson, Arizona, called the Solar Culture Art Gallery. I've seen some amazing bands there. I don't really have anything important to say, but I love you, Vince. You're the best ever.
Yeah, I love you too.
I can't wait to get back to San Francisco. Yeah. I love the Bay. It's home, you know. I mean, as much as I was raised in Tucson, you know, I feel more home there than I ever have anywhere else. I've said this a million times. I'm drunk, so I'm just, you know, saying ridiculous. You know.
Rambling,
exactly. Rambling. That's what I'm doing. Can you please play a Wombat song so I can be really, really even more happy than I already am?
Okay, yeah, sure, no problem. Let's do that. The Wombat song that you will be hearing is...
Yeah, play songs for me.
Oh,
is it for you?
Yeah.
What do you want, Techno Fan?
You want Techno Fan?
Well... I mentioned Passion Picture.
Or Jump Into the Fog.
I don't know either of them.
Techno Fan or Jump Into the Fog?
It's Techno Jump or Tokyo.
Techno Fan, yes.
All right, Techno Fan. God, you guys are gay.
We use our penguin costume more on our evening dress.
God, that was a fucking gay song, and she didn't even stick around to the for the end of it. What a bitch. She makes me play this gay-ass music, and she doesn't even stick around for it all. What a bitch. Anyway, Wild Goose, you still there? Wild Goose,
I was
there?
Just ranting while you're talking there. No, I was like, Keishu, she probably spells her name with a dollar sign with, like that Keisha bitch. Keishu's like a hotter version of Keishu.
She doesn't.
Or, I mean, Keishu's a hotter version of Keisha. Like, Keisha looks like John Travolta. Have you seen her without her makeup? She looks like John Travolta, man.
I think they all look like John Travolta underneath it all. He's the only one that doesn't put makeup on.
In fact, I will post that link of Keisha looking like John Travolta. I also have her covered in cum. I have that picture in my bookmark, too.
Oh, I bet you do.
Oh, yeah, baby. Here we go. Oh, fuck. Like, I typed it in my Google and it just pops up.
That's awesome.
All right, here we go. I'm going to post that shit in the chat.
All right.
The chit-chat room.
All right, man. I'm going to sign off. Anything you want to leave on the podcast at this point?
Sack for life. Much love to everybody. I'm tapping into my blue label right now. My friend got back from Afghanistan. He bought me I just got a call from him. He stopped by my house, and he brought me a bottle of blue label. It was like a $200 bottle of whiskey, and he just gave it to me. I'm like, dude, what the fuck? You show up at fucking 4 in the morning and drop this shit off. I'm like, thank you. Thank you so much. But I'd love to have a Skype conference. My Skype is wild.goose88. I mean, we're going into system maintenance here in a bit. But, hey, I'm going to be up for a couple hours at least. So if y'all want to have a chit-chat, I'm down. Word up. Listen to Vince Bay. Vincent the Gay. Yeah. All right.
Sack for life. All right. Wild Goose, thanks for coming through, bro. Melissa Hopkins, I'm going to try you one more time. You might be passed out. Let's try it one more. Melissa? Yeah, the crickets and frogs. Perfect. Okay. All is well in the world. Okie dokie. Well, I'm going to sign off here then, but before I get out of here, I want to dedicate one last tune here to Ghost, my friend Ghost, who finally called into my show. I was honored and pleasured to have him on. It was really cool to have him here, and it was a fun broadcast. I really enjoyed his interplay with some of the douchebags that were up in the club. With all right, I'm going to mute Melissa Hopkins because I still hear her frogs and crickets and stuff. God damn. But what was I saying? Oh yeah. It was great to have Ghost on. It was great to have everybody on, of course. Dalton, Melissa, Keishu, Wild Goose, Alcoholic, everybody. Fantastical program. Quite a treat. Great way to end the week. Free Ball Friday is in the books once again. And this last tune goes out to Ghost. Ghost, who couldn't name one single fucking hip hop artist to save his life. Put him on the spot. He couldn't come up with one hip hop artist. All right? And therefore, this goes out to him. Here's one hip hop artist. I'm giving you freebie right here, Ghost. This is Raekwon of the Wu-Tang Clan. That's right, Raekwon. This is my favorite track from his new record, Shaolin versus Wu-Tang. And it's got a cool little intro. Check it out. Peace out, yo.
Tried to use the Lord to learn our Wu-Tang sword fighting.
The Shaolin would never do that, wouldn't you? The Shaolin have always looked down on us. Are you afraid the Wu-Tang will become more famous than you?
You.
So you used your Shaolin poison to set up my master and deliberately frame me?
That's nonsense.
It's not nonsense. I saw it myself.
Nonsense.
The Shaolin have nothing to fear from the Wu-Tang but our sword fighting.
Yeah.
colleges, gangsters, pillages, paintbrushes, new whips, blue fifths, Louis, Shalar shit, ostrich, turtlenecks, the chef already reps, lean off the petty jets, we buy the very best, outfits, powerful rich, pounces, camel clips, one bump, two lumps, a shotgun, a new jumpsuit, flying spur, buying herb, new kick, designer bird, she on and we up, let's re-up, we freed up, Jay Tated, Ray made it, clientele, we gon' sell, you gon' starve, he gon' jail, night boots, swimmer whales, better snuff, surgical, leather gloves, never loves, we gon' kill, take it to the hill, we forever real, old brothers, old luggage, you ill with no budget, you shoot and we spray, kill off them old buggers, we love it, can't stand you, you hit the wound manual, we found it, stay grounded, we will, we still scramble.
Hey, hey, hold your fire! You two traitors, you've mixed the Shaolin and Wu-Tang.
No, we have not. It's just that they're the same.
That's right. My lord, you misunderstand how Kung Fu works. It doesn't belong to anybody. It evolved.
The wrist flipper, the grave sitter, babysitter, the jaw twister, open the vault, call your sister. The Pyrex are up in the pile, live is twister, blunt rolling, only a roll on, some whispers. Knee slapper, the gap hacker, blackjacker, extortionist, friendly as fuck, barber backer, ones folded over the stove, gold rover, the gear dresser, the chop bagger, Marvin Hagler, rap stabber, eat you alive, gold tarantula, 16 paces and blow, hold the heckler, 10 down, axle fold. Stolen rolling, all y'all niggas that know me, y'all owe me.
I don't give a damn. Listen.
And I'll kill anyone who dares to go against me.
Oh, damn, that's it. It ends abruptly. Oh, yeah, because that record is like one big, concept record, so it just like goes into the next one. Yeah, that's off the latest Raekwon. And that's it. I'm out. I'm outie. Peace out. Good night.
Thank you very much.